your meeting?
I don't, my name's Terry Maddox.
Terry.
I got clean in the penitentiary in New York, June 1st, 1997. Like in Georgia and New York City, we didn't have narcotics in the home, so I got clean in alcoholics in the home. And we had a group called Both Sides of the Coin. It was a special interest group in Alcoholics Anonymous where drug addicts could share what was going on about their addiction. And my aunt was in that fellowship also, and she was celebrating 25 years in Florida. So I flew down there and visited with my aunt for 25th anniversary, and then I went down to Miami because I had my friend Maureen, and while I was in jail in New York, she was in jail in Florida, and we were right back, and I went down to see her, and she took me to a meeting with the other fellowship, and when that was over, she says, "Do you want to go to an NA meeting?" And I had no clue. I said, "What the fuck is NA?" You know, and she said, "Narcotics Anonymous." You know, so I went to my first meeting, and this guy Paul Lee, I had like a year and a half clean. He says, "Do you want to speak?" You know, and I had no clue about traditions or anything. And I spoke at my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And the thing was, I met a guy named Joe. He had 10 years clean, you know, and there was a heroin addict. And I was in Florida, and I just kept going to NA meetings. And when I was there, they kept saying, "Well, you got to go back to New York and start NA." And, you know, and I'd fucking yes people with that. Because at that point, I couldn't walk and chew bubble gum, you know? So when I got back to New York, I had no intentions of doing anything, and I was at this meeting of the other fellowship, and one of these old fucking grapes started screaming about these drug addicts are taking over our fellowship, they don't belong here, blah, 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 blah. You know, so I raised my hand, I said, you know, "I don't know where, I don't know how, but I'm going to start the first meeting of Narcotics Anonymous." And 2 weeks later, we had a meeting in the church across the street from my house. We didn't have, I had a few pieces of literature I bought from Florida, that was it. And we started the meeting. The people from that other group, Both Sides of the Coin, supported us. And we started the first NA meeting. And I worked as, I was an alcohol counselor in the methadone clinic, right? Yeah, you laugh, you know. And another counselor said, you know, I heard they started an NA meeting in the Bronx, too. I said, "Where?" And he said, "I don't know, I'll find out." It took me like 2 weeks to find out where it was. And all of us that went to the meeting in Queens Awareness Group, we all got cars and drove up to that spot, and we walked in. And I met this guy, Henry Milan. He started the first meeting in the Bronx. And I said, "What's the name of your group?" He says, "Narcotics Anonymous." He thought his meeting, and there was one other meeting in California, he thought that was the only. I said, "You gotta get a name for the group." I said, "We're gonna have these all over the city." And he thought I was having my fucking mind. And at that point, I was. You know, and then we started supporting each other. You know, people from the Bronx would come down to Queens, we'd go up there. And then I got a call from Jimmy, and he says they want a meeting. They want to start a meeting in Harlem, in a place called Ender. So I just got in my truck and went up to Harlem and started a meeting there. And then word started getting around, you know, people in Brooklyn wanted a meeting. So we went to Brooklyn and started the meeting. That's how, and you know something? We didn't have to have anybody's fucking permission to do that. You know, old school, this is our fellowship, you know, and it just took off. And we didn't have any literature, so we had about five meetings. I wrote the World Service Office and had some of your stuff, kids. Seven IPs, a white book, and this piece of paper. And I'm like, fuck. So even before I wrote to Jimmy, I took those seven IPs to a printer and printed the IPs, you know, just as good, maybe even better than that. I don't, you know, really give a fuck. And then I wrote a letter to the World Service Office. I says, to whom it may concern, it would be easier for me to get an ounce of pure heroin from my old connection than it would be to get literature from you fucking people. Loving service, Teddy R. If you don't like it, I'll meet you at the Leavenworth World Convention and we'll talk about it in fucking parking lot. And 2 weeks later, you know, I get this phone call. Terry Ryan, he says, yeah. He says, you don't know me. He says, my name is Jimmy Kennedy. He says, I'm the manager of the World Service Office. And since we got your letter, we know Narcotics Anonymous is going to grow and flourish in New York City. We just sent you $500 worth of literature. Pay us when you can. You know, and before we even paid him for the first 500, they sent us another 500. You know, that shit wouldn't happen today. You call up, you got a credit card. You know, and we got the literature, and me and Henry, we went to East Coast Convention, and then we found out, you know, we were supposed to start an area service meeting. I said, Henry, you better start an area service meeting. He said, what the fuck is that? I said, I don't know, but we got to start. And he said, how are we going to do that? I said, well, I'm the chairman, you're the co-chairman. And we're going to meet in my apartment on Saturday. And that's how New York Area Service started. And then it started my house, and then we moved it out to a church. This woman, Mary D., who lives in Los Angeles, she was the chair of the area. And we were so desperate to stay clean and have a place to go. But before that, we didn't have anything, you know? And we started a hotline in my house. We had an answering machine, and calls started coming in. And the meeting started filling up, and me and Henry went down to Florida for the Leavenworth Convention. And you know, as crazy as what we put in token bid for 13th World Convention there. And we only had two meetings, you know, and we came back. We kept doing what we were doing. We started H&I. The first H&I meetings was in St. John's Hospital in Long Island. And we were up to like 10 meetings. The 12th World Convention was coming around, and I went to the area service and tell them, you know, we got a token bid in, you know, we should go put a bid in, you know. And they were all looking at me like I was out of my fucking mind, you know. But I had this guy, Bobby Barnes, with me, who just passed away. And he got up and he started talking to me. And he talked him into going, you know. So I flew there, and these other 10 people got in a van, and we drove. And we came up with all these bullshit statistics, you know, how many hotels we had. We had one guy working for the mayor's office in New York City. He took a piece of stationery, and we wrote a letter, you know, how New York City would appreciate Narcotics Anonymous, you know, all this bullshit. And I signed the mayor's signature, and, you know, that and went for the bid committee. You know, we didn't have anything, you know. And then we went to the World Convention and we put the bid in. And I think there was about 8 bids in there. And we started talking about it, you know, God of our understanding, if addicts don't know they can get clean in New York City. And we didn't need this. You know, And there was like 8 bids in, 7 of them withdrew except Southern California. Sally Evans was the head of their bid committee, and we won hands down. And like all of a sudden we said, fuck, what are we gonna do now? You know, so we pulled it together, we put on a great convention. You know, we had fundraisers like the Theater of the Absurd. We had all this talent in New York coming out of the woodwork, and the hall we had, this fundraiser, we paid rent by painting the floor. It was concrete, we painted it all gray. And then we had the fundraiser, the theater, the dessert, the dancing afterwards. And the fuckers danced the paint off the floor. You know? So we had to go back and paint it again, you know. And I remember our first fundraiser for the World Convention, you know, we had this big church, we cooked 100 chickens, I don't know how many pounds of string beans, and we're sitting in, there was like 25 of us, and nobody's showing up, like we're saying, oh shit, you know. And then all of a sudden, the doors busted open. There was a caravan from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They all showed up at the same time, and they were all walking through, and we had a great fundraiser. And that's how it was. You know, people came from all over to support us. We had fundraisers in New Jersey, and they grew. You know, from area, we belonged to the Mid-Atlantic region, and it went from Maine to West Virginia. You know, it was fucking insane. You know, after that we broke away and we started our own region, and Roger Teague was there, and he was gonna tell us how we were gonna break up into certain areas, and he was pointing out and told Long Island and Queens are gonna be together. And you know, addicts like us, we said, fuck you, we ain't going together with that. We'll stay with Queens, we're gonna start our own area. But you know, it was always willingness to help. You know, it was the desperation that people wanted this thing. You know, when we went into the World Conventions, we had 10 groups. 2 months later, we had 50 groups. And it just kept growing. And air reserves then started heading up the state, New York. You know, and it was just like a wonderful thing. You know, I had my friend Mona B. She comes from Salinas, California. And she says, you know, Terry, you've done a good thing. And it's none of your business what God does with your life. And it's just like all of us, it's none of our business. And our job is to carry the message. And our job is to support our groups. And I agree with her about politics. We should get rid of the fucking politicians and narcotics and
anonymous. Yes.
Kick them the fuck out. You know, I think in the Bible it says that Jesus came in and chased the merchants out of the fucking temple. We should chase these motherfuckers out of the fellowship. You know, this is a weak program. It's, you know, the groups tell the areas what to do, the areas tell the region what to do, so on and so forth. But now, I got a call from a kid from Delaware. He says, I went to the area service to ask him, you know, do you pay rent for the standing committees to meet? And they told him it's none of your business. You know? What the fuck is this? You know, it's becoming a governing thing. You know, it's the lifeblood of the addicts coming in the door. You know, and like this, I heard this event, people said, well, it's not narcotics anonymous because the area didn't sanction it. Fuck them. You know, and it's about us helping the addicts. You know, when they come in on Suboxone, help them, hey, listen, you're not clean. You know, and give them the same message that we got when we came here. You know, New York blue, and, you know, they moved the hot wing out of my house. We started getting a regular office. And me personally, I've been involved with H&R for 36 years. And, you know, I'm still in service. And I would like to see this fellowship maybe go backwards to the way it was. You know, let the office be the office, and let narcotics anonymous take care of narcotics anonymous. It's not a corporation, it's almost what they do. So I'll shut the fuck up. Thank you.